Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The reading for today, titled Unchanging God, was written by Kenneth Peterson. An iconic photo shows the tread of a boot against a gray background. It's astronaut Buzz Aldrin's footprint, which he left on the moon in 1969. Scientists say that footprint is likely still there, unchanged after all these years. Without wind or water, nothing on the moon gets eroded, so what happens on the lunar landscape stays there. It's even more awesome to reflect on the constant presence of God Himself. In James 1, James writes, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." The apostle puts this in the context of our own struggles. When troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Why? Because we're loved by a great and unchanging God. In times of trouble, we need to remember God's constant provision. Perhaps we might recall the words of the great hymn, "Great is thy faithfulness." There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Yes, our God has left his permanent footprint on our world. He will always be there for us. Great is his faithfulness. Now follow along as I read from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 8, and then verses 12 through 18. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Now picking up at verse 12. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me," for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. Let's pray. Oh Father, there are so many people listening today who are facing a time of deep hardship and are struggling to remain hopeful. We pray that they would feel your presence and your comfort in this moment, and that you would help them persevere. Thank you for the reminder that your love never changes and that you will be faithful to meet our every need. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.